believe in keeping him safe, don't you, kid?
Oh, you again, Semple?
Yeah.
Look, why don't you get lost and take Patterson with you?
Patterson already got lost. That's why I'm here.
I don't get it.
I was talking to him on the phone. I heard shots. I called the police, and they called back from Patterson's place. He's dead.
I'm not surprised.
What do you know about it?
He had it coming.
From you?
Maybe. Only somebody beat me to it.
Is that so?
I got nothing more to say. You want conversation, see my lawyer.
Yeah, Smith and McCormick, I know. I may get around to it.
Yeah, do that.
Hello, police.
Oh. Hello, Simon.
I asked at the desk. They said I'd find you here in the bar.
That's where I am. Here at the bar. Isn't that funny?
Very.
Well, it isn't, and I'm awesome. Nobody's been here all afternoon except my friend, Tony. Tony's my favorite bartender. Tony, meet Mr. Templer.
Hi, Miss Templer.
Charmed. Felice.
Simon, bartender. Tony hit me again. My friend's setting him up.
Okay, Miss Garnett.
Oh, thank you. Girls gotta keep up her spirits, Simon. What are you drinking?
I'll just watch you.
I know why you're here.
Good. Suppose you tell me. I've been wondering.
You want to know if I have an alibi? Well, I have. I came right here from your place, and I've been here ever since.
I see.
You hate me, don't you?
No.
Why do you keep spying on me?
I simply can't keep myself away from you.
I believe that.
If you believed it, I wouldn't say it.
Huh? You're just trying to mix me up.
You've already mixed me up. What's this alibi you were talking about?
Well, for the murder, silly.
Oh, and how do you know about that? It's not in the papers yet.
Really, Simon, for a smart man, you're the kid who phoned me. How else do you think I'd know?
He didn't waste any time, did he?
He knew I'd be interested.
Nice of him to be so considerate. I thought there was nothing between you two.
You are spying.
I'm curious.
Or maybe you're jealous. jealous, Simon?
Terribly.
I wish I believed that.
What's between you and the kid?
I told you nothing.
He phoned you.
Well, he knew I'd be interested.
Oh, this is getting us no place.
We could get someplace, Simon. If only you'd stop acting so silly. So you could. Don't you like me? Just a little bit.
Yes, Felice, I like you.
Simon.
Just a little bit.
Simon.
Who do you think killed Randy Patterson, Felice?
Must we talk about this?
I'm beginning to think it's the safest subject. Don't you have any idea who might have done it?
No. I'm afraid I don't know what you want, Simon.
I'm afraid I do know what you want.
Well, get this. Isn't this cold?
Oh, hello, kid.
Oh, well, don't get the wrong idea, kid. We were just talking.
Yeah, it looks like.
How about the murder?
You were making with the moon eyes.
Well, kid, believe me, there's nothing between Simon and me, not a thing.
He's right, kid. There's nothing more between us than there is between her and, say, you, for example.
Huh?
And she has assured me your relationship was strictly platonic.
Felice, you told him that?
No, I don't get the wrong idea.
Idea? I ain't got any idea. Well, what does it mean?
Plato was a philosopher, student of Socrates, who believed that if two people got...
A wise guy.
Very.
Kid, please don't be angry.
No. You play around with this guy, and then he starts cracking smart. I ought to push your face in.
Oh, kid, never strike a lady.
And you, too.
Or a gentleman, when the gentleman is me.
Oh, yeah? We'll see.
Kid!
All right, Felice, miss.
But not this time.
Kid,
sorry. Now, that only takes one.
Three strikes, you're out. Oh. Now, that's enough, kid. One more, and maybe I'd be out, so I better be running. See you around.
Oh, it's you.
Mm-hmm. You greet me with a gun, too, Monk. That's what I like about this place. So friendly.
You got no idea how friendly. Just the guy we want to see. Come in, pal. Come right in.
Now, that's a switch. Last time you were all for throwing me out.
Oh, that's before I learned what a sweet guy you was. Now, come on in.
Oh, with such a hearty invitation, I don't see how I can refuse.
You can.
You know, Monk, this is an unexpected pleasure. When I was here before, I got the impression Garnett was considering firing you.
Oh, he couldn't do that.
Where is he?
In back. He'll be in a minute. Now, you want to see why he couldn't fire me?
Why?
On account of there's some things I can do so much better. Like, for instance, this.
Oh, you kick so beautifully, Monk. Your mother must have been a rockette.
Don't try to hit back. This Roscoe's looking at your belly.
All of a sudden, I'm everybody's target for tonight. What's the idea?
Mr. Garnett wanted to know how much Patterson told you. He asked you nice, real nice. I don't ask so nice, but I get answers. Well, you want to talk now or shall we dance?
I have nothing to say.
We'll see about that. You still got nothing to say?
I'm beginning to think of a few things, but I have an idea you wouldn't care for them.
You kill me. Maybe I can do the same for you sometime, like right now, for instance, unless you're ready to talk.
I'll think about it.
Well, while you're thinking, put up your hands over your head. Hurry up. Don't forget the Roscoe.
My old friend? How could I?
That's it. And now, just to help you make up your mind, here's... Oh. Well, hello, Mr. Garnett.
What's going on here? Hello, Templar.
Greetings, Mr. Garnett.
You don't want to talk, Mr. Garnett. I've been trying to change his mind.
I'll go right ahead. Don't let me stop you.
I'm afraid it's no use. He's a stubborn type.
Yes, so it would seem, Monk. So it would seem. Well, Templar, to what are we indebted for this return visitor?
I've seen Felice. I thought you might like to know how she's getting along.
Why should I care? Does she care about me? Does she ever even call? Don't stand there with your hands like that, Templar. It looks ridiculous.
It's Monk's idea.
You heard Mr. Garnett, Templar. Put him down.
Well, if you insist.
How is she, Templar?
Who? Oh, Felice. Fine.
I was afraid of that.
Afraid?
I'd like to think she needed me. I've got to put her out of my mind, Templar, completely. Only answer.
Tell me something, Garnett.
What?
Where were you this afternoon?
Home.
All afternoon?
Yes. Why?
Was anyone with you?
I was.
The whole time?
Yes, except for another nap. He likes to keep in condition.
Only I didn't sleep so good. I was only gone a few minutes, just a few minutes.
Half hour or so? Why, Templar? Did you try to reach me? Oh, no, couldn't have. I'd have heard the phone.
If you were here.
But I told
you...
So
you did. Just a minute.
What are you going to do?
Just
this. Templar! Why, you knocked out Monk.
Yeah, so it seems. Funny, I didn't hit him very hard.
You aimed at his chin. Always was his weakness. Had a wicked right, but he could never take it. Round heels. That's his trouble. I could have made a champ out of him if it hadn't been for those... Oh, but that's neither here nor there. Why'd you do it?
He slugged me before when I wasn't looking. This evens the account. And it gives me a chance to get his rascal.
Oh?
I want to point something out to you, Garnett. I didn't want Monk interfering.
What?
Randy Patterson doesn't live too far from here. I believe you could make it in 15 minutes.
Perhaps so, perhaps so. What are you driving at?
15 there, 15 back, half hour would have been long enough.
For what?
For you to have gone to his place and killed him.
Killed him? But do you mean have somebody?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't pretend I'm not pleased, but surely you don't really think that I... Why, that's absurd.
Well, you could have while Monk was sleeping.
No, you don't understand. It's at least 15 minutes to Patterson's place, at the very least. If you hurry, race like mad.
How do you know?
I've been there, but not today, not today. But you know, you said yourself.
All right, 15 minutes, round trip in half an hour. That's all you needed.
But, well, that was just round figures. I'm sure Monk couldn't have been out of the room for, 20 minutes at most. You'll see, when he comes to, we'll ask him. 20 minutes at the most.
Uh-huh, I'm sure he'll say whatever you want him to, but we'll see.
Say, I just thought of something.
What?
Has there been any report about the murder yet? Newspaper, radio?
No, not so soon.
Mm-hmm. Well then, Mr. Templar, how come you happen to know about it?
A nice point, Garnett, but notice what big ears I have, Grandpa. I overheard.
Overheard?
In telephone. Come on, Monk, wake up. Wake up. Mm-hmm. Come on.
Hey, where is he? Hey, it was an accident. I slipped. I hit my head. You didn't...
Sure, Monk, sure. What big ears you have too, Monk. Genuine cauliflower. How did you hear about it?
Hear about what?
The murder.
Who, me? I didn't...
Obviously, Garnett didn't know about the murder, or he wouldn't have stuck his neck out by admitting you were out of the room. He didn't start crawling until I mentioned the murder.
That's right, Templar. You noticed...
But I also noticed that Monk was very busy trying to build the alibi before I mentioned the murder.
Well, sure, I was trying to protect Mr. Garnett. After all, I got a great sense of loyalty.
No, Monk, you haven't got any sense of loyalty or any sense. How did you know he needed protection unless you knew about the murder?
Of course. How did he know?
Unless he were the murderer.
Are you crazy?
Maybe, Monk. But the alibi you were preparing for Garnett would have worked for you, too. If you were here with Garnett, you couldn't have committed the murder. Isn't that why you insisted you were gone only a few minutes?
My head hurts. I got nothing to say.
But, Templar, what motive would Monk have?
There's one thing we've all been wondering about, Garnett. How did Randy find out about your wife and the kid? Must have been from someone who was close to the kid. Say, a sparring partner, for instance.
Ha-ha-ha-ha! Templar, you've hit it.
I think so. Monk gave Randy the information. Then when things got hot, Monk was afraid Randy might snitch, so he killed him to silence
him. That's it, Templar, that's it. Monk, you scoundrel, you villain, you...
Shut up.
Monk, that's insubordination.
Now, come on, Monk. You and I are going to police headquarters.
Who says so?
Monk, don't try to get tough. Maybe Joe Lewis is scared of you, but I ain't. Come on, let's go.
have been listening to another adventure of the saint, the Robin Hood of modern crime. And now here is our star, Vincent Price.
Ladies and gentlemen, take a memo to the future. The date, make it 1958. The message, cash in your United States savings bonds. Take your savings plus the additional dollar for every three invested and, well, you finish the memo. Perhaps you'll end it with a home or a business of your own, with a college education for the children, with financial security. Whatever your dream for the future, you can make it come true with a program of regular saving. And there is no surer, more profitable way of saving than through the purchase of United States savings bonds. Remember these points. United States savings bonds are safe, they are profitable, they are convenient to buy, and they are redeemable at any time at the purchase price plus accumulated interest. If employed, you can buy United States savings bonds where you work by having your employer set aside an amount each week. If self-employed, buy your savings bonds through your bank on a bond-a-month basis. Make that dream come true. Remember, automatic saving is sure saving. This is Vincent Price inviting you to join us again next week at this same time for another exciting adventure of the saint. Good night.
Saint was written by Jerome Epstein. Our cast included Betty Lou Gerson, Bonnie Phillips, Stanley Farrar, Edmund MacDonald, and Tom Brown. The music was composed and conducted by Vaughn Dexter. The Saints, based on characters created by Leslie Charteris, is a James L. Safier production and is directed by Helen Mack. All you Saint fans will be glad to know that the Saint comic books are on sale at all newsstands. Your announcer is Don Stanley. NBC.